Welcome to the latest edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications, and it's a Champions Hockey League special, as we've discovered just who Brayhead Clan will play in the first ever European adventure. Today the Clan were drawn with Virtual Lakers of Sweden, that is, if I can get my pronunciation right, and Ingolstadt of Germany. I'm delighted to say a former Ingolstadt player joins us on the line now, and he so happens to be the Brayhead Clan captain as well. Matt Keith, hi there.
Hey, how you doing?
First of all, Brayhead Clan, now playing Ingolstadt in the Champions Hockey League. You played there for a year. That's quite a twist of fate.
Yeah, it's funny. I was looking over the groups last week or whenever they got announced, and I was thinking how funny it would be if one of my old teams was matched up with us, and it just so happened. But yeah, we're getting to go to Ingolstadt, and we'll get to have them up to play us. So I think it's exciting. I think it's exciting for our fans now that they know, you know, who we are playing, and obviously they can get their travel plans organized, and also, you know, kind of get the lay of the land as to where we're going.
Now, talk about your year at Ingolstadt. First of all, what kind of team do you expect Clan to be facing? Obviously, it'll be a bit different now. Obviously, the different guys that go there and things. But from your own recollection, what was it like to play there?
Well, I know when I was there, I mean, this is obviously 7-8 years ago, but I mean, just like everywhere in Germany and in that league, the fans are very passionate. We ran into quite a lot of injury problems that year, especially the first half, and obviously it was a pretty down time for the organization, and the fans definitely kind of showed that. Towards the team and management, and so you felt that every day going on the ice, but they were always supportive. They always showed up in large numbers, and it was a great group of fans. So I think what we're going to see compared to when I played there, you know, we struggled that year, and they've always been one of the top teams in the DEL, and you know, they're back there now. I know they've won it recently. They lost in the finals this year. So yeah, they're a big team. They're definitely one of the bigger teams in, if not by city size, they're definitely one of the bigger teams in Germany just by their success.
Now, we're all excited about the games to come, as I'm sure you are as a player as well, but you know the Ingolstadt fans, will they be as excited about this as we are?
Well, I think so. I think, you know, obviously, like, it is still early, you know, August or September is quite early for any hockey team. And I know even when we were playing exhibition games there, we weren't in the Champions League back then. I don't even think they had it. But when we were playing exhibition games back then, the building was full. And you know, the fans want to come in. They want to see what their new players look like. They want to size up what their team's going to look like for the upcoming season. So, and I know they've been in the Champions League for a few years now. You know, it's interesting. Everybody will want to see what a team from Britain will do, and they want to see, you know, obviously how their team is going to match up against the winners of the Swedish league. So, yeah, it's definitely going to be fun. I think the fans there are going to get along really well with our fans.
And of course, Brayhead Clan's seeding meant they're the lowest seeds of the three teams in the group as well. There's no expectation on Brayhead Clan, is there? Just go out there, do the best they can, and really hope for the best.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I don't think there is any pressure on us, of course, and it's our first time, and it's an accomplishment to be there. But at the same time, every hockey player, you know, there's that pride factor. There's the pride for the jersey you're wearing and the crest that's on the front, and of course, we're going to want to go and put on a good showing, whether you win or whether you lose. You need to do your organization and your league proud.
Thank you very much for joining us, Matt. That's great.
No problem, thanks.
Clan, of course, take on Växjö Lakers of Sweden and Ingolstadt of Germany in the Champions Hockey League draw. Ingolstadt came third in the German League last season. They were beaten in the playoff final by Adler Mannheim. Mannheim, of course, a team familiar to Air Scottish Eagles fans. Of course, Växjö Lakers, they make up the three-team group. They can consider themselves unlucky at not progressing in last season's competition. They finished second in their section last season to Sparta Prague, the Czech Republic team, but missed out as their second-place record wasn't as good as some of the other teams teams in the other groups. But they'll be the team to beat in this group. They were the top seeds, of course, and they qualified after winning the Swedish playoffs. They defeated Skellefteå in a six-game finals series. Of course, let's hear from a man now who was at the draw yesterday. It's none other than the Director of Hockey Operations himself, Gareth Chalmers. Gareth, how are you doing?
Very good, very good.
Now, you witnessed the draw yesterday. You're on your way back from Prague at the moment. What was your impression of the draw, first of all?
Yeah, a great experience. I said yesterday, you know, I think it's a prestigious competition for us to be involved with, and I think it shows how far the organisation's come. The fact that we're involved in the competition, we made a lot of new contacts around European hockey for the organisation. So yeah, it was very good and very professional. Credit the Champions Hockey League, they put on a very good event.
Now, of course, Clan were drawn against Växjö and Ingolstadt as well. Have you had a chance to speak to Ryan Finnerty about the draw, and if so, what did he make of it?
Yeah, I spoke to Ryan last night. Had a discussion about the two teams and discussed travel. He's very excited. Give us an opportunity to battle ourselves up against two of the best teams in Europe, obviously the Swedish champions and also the DEL champions from 2 years ago. So he's very excited, and we're just looking forward to getting in action now and putting ourselves up against two teams.
It was always going to be a tough draw, irrespective of who Clan ended up with, wasn't it, given where Clan were in the seedings?
Yeah, it was always going to be, and when the teams started to get drawn out, we had ideas of what groups wanted to go into, I'm not going to hide the fact what would ID of like a German and Austrian team, but knew there was a high chance that we were going to get a Scandinavian team. So we're very happy to get Ingolstadt. Both teams are very exciting for us, and to be honest, we're very happy with the draw overall. From a competitive perspective and also a travel perspective, they're both good for us.
You touched on it there, the fact that you're meeting other teams, representatives from other teams as well. It's a chance to get the Brayhead Clan name out there, isn't it, on a much wider scale?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, one thing we were really surprised at yesterday was, people were really excited to meet us. They were excited that there was an organisation in Glasgow. There's a bit of naivety in Europe towards British ice hockey, and they don't know a great deal about it, but we're talking to the two GMs yesterday. They're really excited to be coming to Glasgow, and they're looking forward to experience. We told them a lot about the club and the fans and the arena and the small crowds that we'll get, and they were really enthusiastic and very interested. So I think everybody's looking forward to it.
Now, of course, the fact that Clan were drawn with Ingolstadt is an interesting one. It's a former team of Matt Keith, who we heard from earlier in this podcast, but also the twin with Kirkcaldy as well, so there could be an element of Fife Flyers fans supporting Ingolstadt come the time.
Yeah, that's right. I texted Matt last night, and I don't think he's seen the draw yet, and he texted back and all that's superb. Obviously, he was there about 9 years ago, so he's looking forward to going back to Ingolstadt, and I actually had a discussion with the sporting director about Matt yesterday and explained that he was our captain, and they were really interested in that. So no, I think it's pretty exciting, and it's funny because I read on Twitter about the twin in between Kirkcaldy and Ingolstadt, but I didn't actually know that, and I was talking to Jim Anderson of Ice at UK, and he mentioned it as well. So yeah, it's certainly a different perspective, and you never know, Fife fans might come out and support us during the competition. So yeah, it's going to be interesting.
And of course, Sheffield Steelers were there yesterday. They got a tough draw also. Did you get a chance to speak to Paul Thompson, their coach, and Dave Sims about what the task that lies ahead for them?
Yeah, we spent most of the end with David and Paul Thompson, and they sat next to us during the draw, and at any team in this competition, it's going to be a difficult draw, and they've got two very difficult teams. I think it was a bit of envy towards us for the two teams that we got, but I think they're as excited as we are. It's great to have two elite league teams in the competition, so just need to go and showcase the league and the sport in the UK.
Now, just a couple of other things before you go, Gareth. Obviously, there was the matter of sorting out the fixtures and when the dates are likely to be. As I speak to you, nothing's been released yet, but has something been worked out between the clubs?
Yep, we've got an agreed provisional fixture list in place at the moment. There's an embargo on from the Champions Hockey League at the moment, because they just need to check with television companies and broadcasting companies on how that fits around their schedule. So there's a list being agreed, a set of fixtures are in place. We're just waiting to get the final go-ahead from the Charity Top League to go ahead with it. To be honest, we're absolutely delighted with our fixtures, so we're very happy. And as long as there's no last-minute changes, it looks very favourable towards us.
Now, of course, the fans will have their passports out ready and waiting to hear that news. And finally, before you go, Gareth, I believe you had a special guest there for breakfast this morning.
Yes, yes. Sitting there at breakfast, and Sidney Crosby walked in. And many people will know, which was quite interesting. The hotel that everybody was staying in, all the national teams were there, Canada, the States, Latvia, Finland, Sweden, all the teams in the same hotel. So it was quite interesting to be, you know, getting into a lift with an NHL now and again, and it just shows you how prestigious this Champions Hockey League is. You know, you're mixing, and we're getting an opportunity to compete against some of the best players in the world and the best teams in Europe. So very exciting.
So of course, and another hat you have is an agency hat. Did you get a chance to talk terms with Crosby about coming to Glasgow?
I was joking. I was sitting next to Freddie, and we were talking about Crosby, and then we said, wouldn't it be fantastic to get a video or a picture with him, and, you know, put on the Blue Head account. But unfortunately, we didn't get that opportunity. So, you know, you never know with the link to the Champions Hockey League, we might be able to attract some better players a little bit, you know, further down the line in the summer.
And just again, just one last thing just come to mind there. How is the recruitment process going at the moment? Obviously, it's the one thing fans are keen to hear about at this time of the year.
Yeah, it's going very well. We've just tied up most of our Brits over the last couple of days. That's one thing that we've been really focusing on. I think everybody's aware now that we're disappointed to lose Lee Salters, but wish them all the best on card. And we're very confident we're putting another very competitive team together, and look to build on last year and improve. So things are going well. We're just being patient, as our policy is. And as we showed last year, if we're patient, we'll get the right players for the right position.
And there we go, that's the Director of Hockey Operations, Gareth Chalmers, heading back from Prague to Glasgow. I think he's going via London, he told me there. So, yep, good to hear from Gareth and giving his reflections on the draw. Special thanks also to Matt Keith for joining us earlier in Clan Radio, talking about his experiences of playing for Ingolstadt. So there we go, that's the Champions Hockey League draw, with Brayhead Clan taking on Växjö Lakers and Ingolstadt, and those fixtures and everything else will come in due course. Keep up to date with the latest news on Brayhead Clan at the website, brayheadclan.com, like the official Facebook page, or follow us on Twitter at Brayhead Clan. We'll be back with another new signing for the club very soon indeed, so make sure you subscribe to Brayhead Clan on Audio Boom as well. I'm Craig Anderson, thank you very much for listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Bye for now.